What do we know about side effects and toxicity of bevacizumab specifically in patients with renal cell?
The toxicities in patients with renal cell are similar to the toxicities in other tumor types. There is a small but real risk of bleeding. Most of the time, that bleeding is clinically insignificant. There are rare and serious bowel perforations that occur. But I think that from a management standpoint, the biggest issue is the issue of the proteinuria and the hypertension. I think that the proteinuria has typically been suggested not to be clinically significant, but I think I worry a little bit because many of these patients may be on the drug for long periods of time, a year or more. And likewise, with the hypertension, there is data from all the VEGF pathway-targeted agents that these drugs increase the risk of cardiovascular toxicities, including heart attacks and strokes. And I at least wonder whether better control of hypertension can help ameliorate those toxicities.
Any relationship between hypertension and response?
Probably not. Some of the work that we've done with other VEGF pathway-targeted agents at our institution suggests that hypertension is more of a pharmacodynamic rather than a predictive marker. It's much more like neutropenia seen with Taxol in the sense that it is a necessary but not necessarily sufficient condition.
Any thoughts about the mechanism of how the drug actually causes hypertension? Anything new with that?
It's not clear exactly the mechanism, but it's important to remember that VEGF, which is what bevacizumab binds and inactivates, was originally described as vascular permeability factor. And so that essentially binding and inactivating the VEGF leads to less leaky vessels and presumably increases in vascular tone. There have been some suggestions that this occurs through the inducible nitric oxide synthase system, but I think that still needs to be proven.